Assalamu alaikum and what's up everyone and welcome back to another episode of TG Let's Talk, where we talk photography, video, content, and everything in between. And today we have with us a special guest down from down under out in Australia, Mr. Reuven. What's going on, Reuven? How are you, man?
G'day, g'day. How you doing, TG?
I'm doing all right, man. It's good to have you on the show.
Oh, it's good to be on the show. I appreciate being on the podcast. Thank you.
That's awesome. All right. So today we're communicating from Dubai all the way to Australia. So I'm curious, what time is it out there right now?
I can tell you a little bit about the future because we're at 12 past five in the afternoon, and I think you're around 11.
Yes, sir. We're 12 past 11 in almost afternoon. We're still before noon. Cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's another different world away.
Yeah, it is, man. It is. I got to say. So the seasons are different as well, right? So right now, what season are you guys in right now?
So we're 1st of June is winter. So we're heading towards winter now.
All right.
So we're getting cooler. Actually, we've been having some really, really good weather lately. So today was, the last couple of days have been 26, 27, but it shouldn't be. But there's going to be a sharp drop in temperature over the next few days. And then I think all of our nice weather isn't going to be that nice anymore. But it's all good.
Well, for us here, the opposite in Dubai, we are heading into some serious heat. As everyone knows, summertime in Dubai is full of heat and humidity. We're out in the desert, you know. But 6 months out of the year, or give or take, is pretty good. So our winters are pretty amazing, actually, because the temperature doesn't drop too low, and it's good. You know, it's good stuff.
Cool. That's one of the best times to visit, I know, Dubai, and hopefully I'll be there the end of this year, hopefully, if all goes well with obviously the current situation with COVID-19.
I would love to have you, man. And yeah, we definitely hope this thing passes over really quick, which we'll touch up on in a little bit. But before we get started, let's talk a little bit about Reuven. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, originally, I'm based in Sydney. I'm not, my profession is not photography, actually. So it's, for me, it's a very large hobby and an exceptionally large passion of mine. So my day job, I deal with property investment. My real passion is definitely photography and landscape photography and nightscape photography and anything to do with cameras and photography.
Nice. Now, how did you go from investment to photography as a hobby?
Well, it goes back. I'll give you a little bit of a story where it all began. So about 13 years ago, actually, I lived in Canada for some time. I lived there for about a year. And as I, funnily enough, I should have been into photography at the time then, but sadly I wasn't. But as I was leaving, I made obviously a couple of friends there, and there was a friend there who I had and said to me, "Oh, you know, I've got a friend who's coming to Australia. Can I give you your details and get in touch with you?" So I said, "Sure, why not?" So little over about 3 or 4 weeks after I come back, this fellow came over, and now he's actually one of my closest friends. He's from Toronto originally, but he's resides in Los Angeles. And he came, and I picked him up from the airport. And even though I've never met him before, and I was shocked. He had all this camera gear, and I thought, oh, maybe he's a professional photographer. I don't know what he does. And so I started traveling with him a little bit and taking him to places around Sydney where I live. And he was a hobbyist photographer, and I was just watching what he was doing and seeing the results that he got. I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, I should have been doing this a long time ago. Why haven't I ever been doing this?
Wow.
So yeah, his images just blew me away. And he just took my idea of photography, and it's a passion that I've had since then. So I've put it aside for some period of time as well. Obviously, you know, it's a hobby. It's as much as I'd love it to be in some ways a side business, maybe one day. But yeah, it's something that I'm very, very passionate about, especially when I go and travel. So yeah.
Interesting, man. That's we all have a story on how on what brought us into photography, and that's a pretty cool story, man. Do you still keep touch with that friend?
Yeah, I do. He's a friend that I've had for 13 years. So, I still
Nice.
keep in touch with that friend for sure. So,
Cool. Have you ever been to Canada after that? Been back to Canada?
Well, now I definitely have a reason to go
Oh,
back.
for sure.
I definitely, so I will definitely be going back. And there's many other places I want to visit as well, which still I haven't. But I'm privileged enough with my job as well that I get to travel a bit, and which I'm sure we'll touch on a bit later, maybe perhaps. But
Amazing.
I'm fortunate enough to go to New Zealand at least once or twice a year, and that's my what I call my special place for photography.
Really?
Because the landscapes there are just absolutely phenomenal. Like it's between there and I haven't been to Iceland yet, but I've heard from I've discussed a lot with many photographers, and they're probably one of the two best places in the world, perhaps.
Yeah, I've been to Iceland and it's definitely a place to go to, man. It's got to be on your list for sure. But what
I know it is.
but I'm
It is.
surprised. New Zealand, I've never been to New Zealand. So better than Australia, like the landscapes are way different.
Look, Australia is a fantastic place. We're a very a land of great contrast. We've got beautiful beaches. I'm surrounded by beaches. We've got the outback. We've got the desert. I haven't personally seen it myself, which I should be ashamed of myself.
The desert.
But we've got the desert. Look, it's a very different type of landscape. It's a very in New Zealand. It's more you're surrounded by mountains and lakes, and whereas here it's mainly more about you've got waterfalls. Every place is very diverse here as well. But there's something for me as someone who is very passionate about landscape photography. I just love the remoteness of the place and how isolated it is. And you go to places, you can wake up, for instance, for a sunrise in the morning, and you're just out in the nowhere. And just it's just even if you don't capture something great, it's just the sense of being out there and just seeing the most beautiful things with no one around you, and you're just isolated. It's a very special and magical experience for me. That's
That's
all.
awesome. Well, after a break from our sponsor right now, I want you to tell me about the what you did during the situation with the fires in Australia. So we're going to take a quick break right now, and
Sure.
then we'll be right back. All right, welcome back. The beginning of the year was a little rough as far as the fires in Australia.
I live in Sydney, so I could definitely smell it. It's very close to me in some sense, where some of the fires were. There were more in regional areas, but I could definitely smell the very thick and see the smoke in the air. It was some of the thickest smoke I've ever seen in my life,
Wow.
actually. But the fires, where they were actually, some of the places I've actually captured, and I can't capture it anymore because it's been incinerated,
Oh,
unfortunately,
man.
which is very sad. But hopefully things will regrow, but it'll take a long time, I guess.
That's amazing. It's when we kept hearing about it. See, I come from California myself. I lived for about almost 10 years in California. And we had a lot of brush fires out there, and we did. So I've lived through that in a period of, for a period of my life where the fires were literally in on the street, in the streets, the because you know the embers would fall everywhere and homes would go on fire. So when I kept hearing about what's going on in Australia, I just kept thinking, all right, it's eventually going to turn off, it's eventually going to go off, but it went on for a very long time, and it became very scary.
To have that. And then again, we hit with obviously now,
Yeah,
COVID-19. It's just,
that's it's back to back. It's a little hard. It's a little hard, and it makes it really hard for the people, the economy, the just the government, everything,
course.
to stand up. It's a trying year.
Of
You know, it's a
course.
trying year. This is where people have to really come together and
Agree,
be as
100%.
positive as possible, support one another.
I think one of the very lucky things that we're living in a time now where, from a click of a button, we can all
Yes.
connect, especially as far as social media. When obviously probably the last event, which was, the Spanish flu more than 100
Yeah.
years ago, obviously we didn't have the medical technology or the science then, to combat what we had. And obviously now with this, we do, hopefully we'll find some sort of antidote. But with going back to social media, we can all at least, We can have teleconferencing, we can use Zoom, we can use Instagram. There's so many ways that we can
Absolutely.
communicate still.
Absolutely.
What are you doing these days? Number one, to stay safe. Number two, to stay positive. And number three, to stay creative and excited, if there is such a thing these days, which I think there should be. What are you doing about these things,
I
and
agree.
how are you moving forward with it?
Look, it's been very tough. It's been very hard. I've been working from home now about for 5 weeks. But yeah, you do have to be optimistic. And I think if you just, don't be proactive as a person and try to, try to think positively of the situation, then it's not a good feat to be at. And what have I been doing? I think now's a very good time to, brush up on your skills. I've always thought as photography for me, it's a journey. I think I've always looked at it like that. It's a lifelong journey. You can never stop learning. And that's something that why I love what I love about photography as well is, especially with Instagram, I think that's the biggest thing for me is I've met some amazing people through it, and it's just amazing the things that you can come get out of it. Then obviously there's some bad things, unfortunately, from it as well. It can spoil things. I think you mentioned to me earlier as well when we were having a bit discussion, you saw a story of mine where some people got
Yes.
hurt, and I think I posted it on Instagram. So yeah, there's a very notorious spot as well. It's actually very close to us, down where I live, down at the bottom of the road, and it was a place where locals used to go, and no one else knew it. But about 2 or 3 years ago, there was a very I think it was a famous model who came from Asia, and she took some photos at that spot, and then all of a sudden, everyone wanted to go there. But the problem is this, it's off a cliff edge, and there's no barriers, there's no nothing, and it's the rocks are very dangerous. And
Wow.
there's been, unfortunately, multiple people who have passed away and fell to their deaths just for a selfie. And it's
That's
not
very
worth it,
sad.
even for any shot, even for any shot, it's not worth
Absolutely.
it,
Absolutely. Now, when
definitely not.
when they say I know we diverted a little bit from the corona situation, but when they say anything for the gram or anything for the shot, I don't think that's something that people, number one, should be promoting, and number two, people should buy into. It's not anything for the gram, and it's not anything for the shot. It's not worth it. It's
Totally.
I've seen it happen many times where people are on the either edge of buildings or doing cartwheels on buildings. We've actually seen that, or parkour on the edge of buildings, which is really honestly ridiculous, because there's been a group of influencers that have passed away over the last, I think, 2 years or so. If you have heard of the group, well, I'd rather not mention the group, but it was in the paper, and most people know about them. And it was a very sad situation. They were known for also doing daring things like that, and they fell over. One young lady fell over the waterfall, and her two friends jumped in to save her, and they were all crushed.
No, it's shocking. It's shocking. And that's the thing, it's definitely not worth it just for the gram, And the thing is as well, I'm sure it happens, not just here, it happens in Dubai, everywhere, especially that, Dubai has lots of rooftops that people try to go there perhaps
Yes.
without access. And I know I've seen a couple of things that have happened on Instagram, and there was a very famous one that I've seen. And yeah, it's just not
No,
worth your
it's not.
life.
And
It's just not worth
and
it.
I think
Definitely not.
when people go up there, they go, obviously they go up there with the idea of it can't happen to me. That and
Of
I
course.
take the precautions, and I take this, and I know what I'm doing type of idea. But the thing is, it's not that you don't take the precautions. You might be right. You might do all the right things to keep yourself safe, but the area that you're going to becomes unpredictable because of weather and just unforeseen. You just don't know what's going to happen, what's going to give way if you're on a fence, a ladder, a ledge that,
There are so many, I agree with you, there are so many variables. You could be on the edge, and all of a sudden there was that crack on that corner of the stone that you're sitting or that you're leaning on or
Yeah,
whatever, and it just gives way.
absolutely.
You don't know. you can be as prepared as anything in the world, but it can just be that's it, and you don't have, and the problem is you don't have a second chance.
100%.
Once you go,
And
that's
what
it.
people don't know is this, actually. You'd be, if I tell you how many times I've heard of photographers' cameras falling off of the top of rooftops, hitting the main road, you would be shocked. You'd be shocked. A lot of people don't hear about that, but
Oh, I
it
know.
happens more frequently, very frequently, actually.
We unfortunately, in Sydney where I live, we've actually had a few incidents as well with drones hitting the harbour bridge or falling in the middle of
Oh.
traffic on the harbour bridge. And yeah, there's been quite a yeah, so which has not been very good as well, even though there are obviously drone restriction laws as well. So yeah, it happens, and that's the sad thing, when people. Let's say there's a place and it's very famous and everyone wants to go there for the Instagram shot, and then all it takes is sometimes one person and then it
Yeah.
spoils it for everyone else. And that's a sad thing, and that's and it's
It
becoming more
is.
and more uncommon, unfortunately. And that's the
I
sad
think
thing
that's what
about
happened
it,
with drones all around the world. Just that people started, taking matters into their own hands and just not even checking if there's a law or for safety or anything. They would just, back again
Correct.
with
And
doing it for the gram or doing it for whatever, doing it to be famous. They would start doing things that are reckless, and that's what caused the worldwide issue with drones because people would fly near airports, fly near airplanes. Spy into homes
correct.
or fly near homes or fall in the middle of the road. So these are all things that are dangerous. And like you said, those people unfortunately ruin it for everyone else because now laws have to be enforced to stop and prevent drones, or in some countries ban drones all in all. So it's a shame. It's definitely a shame.
It
So
is.
what's next
It is.
for Reuven? What plans do you have for photography or for just for life itself? Maybe is a better choice of words these days.
Very good question, TG. Well, first off, hopefully we can all get over this COVID-19. And I have, as I mentioned earlier in your podcast, I have plans hopefully to be going to Dubai at the end of
Amazing.
this year for New Year's Eve. Then I can actually, then I hopefully get the chance and opportunity to meet you, Andy,
Looking forward
Nick,
to it.
and
Looking
Stevie,
forward to
which will
it.
be great. I'm looking forward to it too. So yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to that because last time I was in Dubai, I was only there for a very short period of time, which was last March, actually. I went there for my birthday. I was only there 6 days. I was there actually with
Nice.
some family. And the only real chance I had for photography was to go up to the top of the Shangri-La on the 42nd level and shoot from there. And I said, you know what? I have to come back. I was just
Yeah.
so blown away that I
It's
had to come back.
definitely a city to
So,
remember. Yeah, that's one thing I could say about Dubai. I live in the heart of
oh, it
it, and
is.
it's definitely a beautiful place.
I think as far as cityscape photography, like I wasn't into it. I've been fortunate enough to travel a bit. I've been to New York, I've been to London, I've been to quite a few other places around the
Nice.
world, but I don't think there's any built-up city with the amount of infrastructure that's happening, which is in Dubai, and then all of a sudden you've just got this desert. So you're surrounded by a desert. I think the vastness of it
Yeah.
and it's just unbelievable. And I think it's just amazing. I think
I'm from
absolutely
the New
amazing.
York, New Jersey area, and I've yeah, so I'm actually from New
Okay.
Jersey, North Jersey. And you're right,
Okay.
cuz so I grew up in a city, a town and a city. So I'm a city boy, and when I came to Dubai, it's coming to a city
Okay.
like New York, but the desert is literally outside my window because I live in a high rise. So I just look out, I could see the desert,
Yeah.
and
Okay.
the contrast is amazing. How you just
Yeah.
go from city to desert just for
Yeah.
a short drive away, it is incredible.
I know. And for a photographer, so you're very fortunate that if you want, besides cityscapes, if you're interested in astro or whatever, you can just hop in the car and not even
That's
worry about all
true.
the city lights behind you. So that's really good. Where I live in Sydney, I have to travel at least minimum, probably including all the traffic and everything, 2 hours just so I don't get any light pollution to shoot astro. So I'm sure I'm not too
In all
sure the
fairness,
distance
yeah,
there,
we still
but
have to travel,
anyway.
unfortunately, because lights are, whenever you have a built-up city, the lights are everywhere. So unfortunately, yeah, we have to go deep, deep, deep into the desert, which takes a few hours, for us to get, for us to get those star trails
Okay.
and get the Milky Way and everything else that when it's the season. Yeah, but it's fun. We enjoy it,
Fair
man.
enough. I
That's
didn't.
something you should try out here is when you come down, astrophotography in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. It's something that you'll enjoy for sure, because we camp out there. Yeah, man,
Oh,
it's
that's
good stuff.
awesome.
It's good stuff.
That's really,
Now, the
really dope.
community around here in Dubai for photography and content in general, it's pretty good. They're pretty strong, and they help each other out. So it's something to be proud of for sure. How is it out there? Do you guys have communities? I'm sure you do.
Of course. I'm very fortunate enough. I've got quite a few friends who I've
Nice.
met actually from Instagram. Obviously, before this, we used to go out. One of my closest friends, he actually is now living in went living with his wife. We've gone back to Shanghai. But I used to go rigorously out with him and take photos together. And that's what I like about it. For me, obviously, because I'm more of a hobbyist. Even though now I'm doing some sort of content creation because I'm an ambassador for a particular
Nice.
brand, which is called Sunway Photo. I love the social aspect, and you speak to other photographers, get their ideas, and share ideas, and talk about different techniques. And that's what I love, especially when traveling, to meet other people. And I think it's a really interesting thing, to meet people from all walks of life and see, if they've been, how they've involved in photography and what they
I
know.
agree.
And
I
I
agree.
really
I agree,
enjoy
and I'm
that.
glad.
I
Yeah,
really,
it
really
is
do.
something. It is definitely something wonderful. It's fishermen's got their fish, hunters got their game, and photographers got everything else in between.
Well, I think I agree with you. I agree with you. I think as well, with photography, it's so
Yes.
vast as well. If you like motorsports, you can shoot cars or go to motorsport events. If you like sport, you can do anything in sport. And that's, I think, one of the biggest things about photography is not just one genre. There's so many
You
to
know
shoot,
what's
so many
interesting about
different
what you
genres.
just said and what we're talking about here. I was on a photo mission one day in a place called well, it's actually near Snoopy Island, which is about 2 hours or so from Dubai,
Okay.
between the mountains. So there's no desert out there. It's all
Okay.
mountains and ocean. The eastern region of the UAE. And I went there for sunrise because I wanted to capture the sun rising from the ocean instead of setting into the ocean, because where I live in Dubai, the sun sets into the ocean, so I have to drive across the country to the other
Beautiful.
side to have it rise from the ocean. So I'm sitting there, and then there's these fishermen that are out in the middle of the water, and there was a small patch of rocks, I would say maybe about 20 to 30 meters in length, and it's like in the middle of the front, it's in the water, it's deep in the water, so you need a boat to get to it. It's kind of a small little island. And there's these so my idea was to have the sun, it's in my Instagram, but to have the sun rise from right behind the rocks. Now, when I saw these fishermen fishing, I said it would be really cool. They're looking for fish and I'm looking for them. So I want them to be in the middle of that sunrise. And I gotta tell you, I sat there for a
Awesome.
long while and I kept moving with them moving. Obviously, every time they move, I have to move. But when the sun began to rise, they finally settled and I think they calmed down. And if you look through my Instagram, you'll actually catch this image. I was shooting with a 600 mil and you would see them actually talking. And the sun is rising and it's behind a bed of rocks. I thought it was an epic shot because of what actually happened. They're hunting, they're fishing, and I'm doing the same thing that they're doing, but they're the ones I'm going after. And and it was just it was a serene moment. It was an
Yeah,
interesting, interesting
I hear
moment,
you.
But gotta love photography, man.
That's great. For sure,
Well,
definitely.
we're coming to an end
Definitely, for
here. So I
sure.
want you now to tell the world about Reuven. If people wanted to find out more about you and check out your photos, where can they check you out?
Sure. So probably the best place would be Instagram. I'm RMD underscore imagery, and
Nice.
check me out there. And to any of your viewers, obviously listening, if they ever want any information or help or anything as far as locations or spots in Sydney or New Zealand, I'm more than happy
Oh, that's
to
amazing,
help
man.
anyone. Just send
That's
me a
amazing.
DM.
I'm going to make sure people hear that in the stories as well on Instagram. Yeah, because photographers travel all around and they love to have a fellow photographer point them in the right direction. Well,
For
thank you so
sure,
much for
for
joining
sure,
me, Ruben.
definitely.
It's been an awesome conversation. And I got to say, we got to do this again, man.
For sure. I really, really look forward to it. And thank you very much for letting me be on your podcast, mate. It's been really great. And I look forward to meeting you all of you, Stevie, yourself, Nick, and Andy.
It'll be a
Hopefully
great
before the
pleasure,
end of
man.
the
It'll be a
year, for
great
sure.
pleasure. We look forward to having you. We look forward to seeing you in person for sure. All right, guys, that's going to do it for me here today with Reuven. It was a great conversation, guys. Make sure you check him out on Instagram, RMD_imagery. And if you guys want to know more about my Instagram as well, you can check me out at TG from Dubai. That's on YouTube and Instagram. TG from Dubai, and I'll catch you on the next one.